Good evening, everyone. It is the 6th of July, and it's Wednesday evening here. I'm preparing this devotional for Thursday morning. The theme of God's people being in the world but not being of the world is a prominent one throughout Christ's ministry, as well as himself stressing that his people would suffer persecution. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he is doing God's service. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me, but these things have I told you, that when these things shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. Now, he also talked about the fact that when he ascended back to heaven, he would send a comforter. And we see that evidenced that in the second chapter of Acts, when the Holy Spirit fell upon them. And we have been recipients of the Comforter abiding within us as well, if we're one of God's people. First time I read the 17th chapter of John, just like the 6th and the 10th chapter of John, I was in total shock, because the things that Christ proclaimed in these passages I'd never been taught as a child. Why? Because the things he proclaimed in these chapters are in opposition to 90% of the so-called Christian world. We see in the 17th chapter of John that Jesus says that he has given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. I was never taught that. I was never taught that all the Father has given me will come to me. I was never taught that the great doctrines of election and predestination. Well, you know, man thinks he's so mighty and intelligent and powerful, but God has all things in his hands. He even had the death of his son in his hands. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken him by wicked hands and crucified and slain. Well, after the resurrection, the apostles were very bold in proclaiming the gospel when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Saul was struck down on the road to Damascus, and it was very apparent he didn't have a free will in the matter, because he had been persecuting Christians but was marvelously born again by the Spirit of God. And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And Saul, trembling, astonished, said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" what a change of heart is demonstrated there. There have always been people that have and will come against Christ and his people. There are two kinds of people on the face of the earth. Those who have been chosen in Christ from the foundation of the world and those who have not. And we see that not only throughout the Old Testament, but throughout the New Testament as well. The golden chain of salvation. The golden chain of salvation. For those whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. And those whom he did predestinate, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What should we say to these things? If God be for us, who could be against us? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Well, God is sovereign in all things. We're told that he works all things after the counsel of his own will. And we know that he is the one who's able to loose the seals. Find that in the book of Revelation. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and wisdom and power. He is described as the Lamb of God. He is also described as the Alpha, the Omega, and the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. He is the sovereign monarch that rules all of his creation. So tonight, or this morning, whenever you're listening to this, realize that there's only one king. There's only one king. And his name is Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he's coming back as a victorious king. He's seated on the right hand of God right as we speak. So we should give honor and glory to his majesty. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.